joining us right now from the bubble in Orlando. Suns 6-0, 128-101 winners over the Oklahoma City Thunder. And our next guest joins us. He had 18 points, 4 of 8 from the three-point line. Cam Johnson, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Cam, congrats again on another great game and another big win. You guys look like you are having some fun.
Oh, yeah, we are for sure. Thank you so much. You know, getting this one today was big for us. We just want to keep it rolling, and they're feeling good right now.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that fun. I mean, how enjoyable is this for you guys to, one, to get the invite, and but second, to play as well as you guys have played?
Yeah, just first and foremost, being here, being able to play, being able to be together as a team is great. And then, you know, we really want to take advantage of this opportunity, and that's what we're doing right now. I feel like we're playing hard, and even, you know, when things aren't looking good, I got some points, you know, against the Mavericks, against the Clippers, and today in the first quarter, we came together pretty well and got it done.
What is it, a one-take-one-game-at-a-time mentality? Has that been what it's like since that first game against Washington? You guys have tried not to look too far ahead, but has it basically been just let's take one game at a time?
Yeah, that's it. Control, we can control and take it one game at a time. Obviously, we can't overlook anybody. We can't overlook any day, honestly. Everything we do matters, and so we just got to handle it in the moment. I think we've done a really good job of that.
How disappointing would it be for you personally if this team did not get the eighth or ninth seed?
You know, I feel like we worked hard. We worked hard to put ourselves in position when the odds are stacked against us. And it would be disappointing, but at the end of the day, it would especially be disappointing if we went out. That would hurt a little bit for sure. But you know, we came here to control what we can control and do what we need to do. And I think if we come out of here playing hard and play hard these next two games, no matter what happens, I think we'll come out of here with our heads held high.
Cam Johnson joins us from the bubble. He had 18 points. Suns beat Oklahoma City big today, and now we'll play the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow. When it comes to scenarios and scoreboards and the kind of help that you need, how much do you guys talk about it as a group, and how much does your coach, Monty Williams, wish that you wouldn't talk about it that much as a group so you can just focus on yourselves in the middle of all of this?
It's a balance. It's a balance for sure. I think we talk about it. We talk about it. We watch games, and I think it's good to just watch teams and see what everybody's doing and have an awareness of that's good, but I mean, like I said, we need to win our games, and nothing good will come if we lose, and we know that. So as long as I feel like we keep coming in and approaching every game, taking one game at a time and handling what we need to handle, you know, when we watch some of these other teams that we're competing with and maybe root against them a little bit, I don't think it's too dangerous.
I was going to say, that being said, I imagine you guys are very, very familiar with all the scenarios, all the matchups, exactly what help you need, who you need it from, who's sitting guys, who's playing guys, things like that. I mean, that's stuff you guys are very well aware of, I would assume.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Cam, I got to ask you just about DeAndre, you know, missing that first quarter, how difficult it was. You guys got down by 15 points. Were you just a little bit out of sync not having the big guy in there?
Yeah, we were. And just in general, just a little bit of a lack of energy, a lot of a lack of energy. And I think we picked it up. Sorry, Dario's yelling at me. He always yelling at me. we picked it up. And that's what we wanted to do going into the second quarter, was just keep chipping away. And then before you knew it, we were running away with the game.
Yeah, I was talking with a player in the bubble today, and he said, listen, I took my test earlier in the game. You could take the test earlier, you just can't take it later. Was it just a matter of not knowing exactly what time he could take the test?
I don't know. But you know, the good thing is he came back into the game, and we came out with a W, and we could move on and, you know, try to learn from these things and just be better.
Cam Johnson, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Suns beat the Thunder today. Let's talk about your game. We've all made note of it back here, all the work that you've put in, the weight that you've added, the good weight that you've added. How conscious are you of trying to be more than just a three-point shooter, not only in these games, but in your Suns' future moving forward?
Very conscious. You know, I obviously want to bring other things to the court, but you know, when I need to shoot the ball, I'll shoot the ball. So I don't really mind being labeled as a shooter that much. But being able to go out there and do other things is very important to me.
You tell Dario he looks a little bit quicker out there. Has he been running some sprints?
Dario, they say you look quicker. Yeah, he's been running.
Has he been running?
No, he said he hasn't been running. He said he hasn't been running.
He hasn't
he
been.
The same speed. He said it's the same speed.
That's the same speed, huh?
He said it.
He looks quicker to me.
I agree. I think he is looking quicker.
This is great. I didn't know we were getting a 2-for-1 today. We're talking to Cam and Dario Saric here on the Burns and Gambo show. I wasn't expecting that. In terms of what's next for you guys with Philadelphia, the focusing just on that and those 48 minutes and not anything else, is that easy or is that difficult to do?
I think it's kind of easy right now because obviously if we don't focus on those 48 minutes, well, then, we don't have much after that. And that's kind of been our mindset every game. We came into every game with a must-win approach. And we're playing hard, and I think we're going to continue to do that.
How hard is it to play a team when, Oklahoma sat so many players today, right? Gallinari didn't play, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't play, and Schroeder didn't play. Is it difficult to motivate yourself, or is it easy based on what's at stake for you guys?
It's easy. It's easy. You could probably tell there's a little bit of a lull early in the first quarter, not playing to our full potential. But like I said, we just have to control what we can control. We can't control who the other team plays. We can't control anything like that. So just going out there, playing hard and getting the win is what we want.
How do you feel? How has the bubble worked as far as, sight lines and virtual? We're going to be virtual fans tomorrow. You'll see us. Maybe we'll hold up a big, Cam Johnson sign tomorrow and we're virtual fans while we're doing our show. But, you see the Lakers have struggled at times. The Clippers have struggled. The Celtics didn't look good against Orlando. Some teams are having a hard time in the bubble. Yet you, the Brooklyn Nets, Portland, those teams are playing very well. What do you attribute it to?
I don't, in basketball, there's some teams get hot sometimes, some teams slow down sometimes. I think that's just what we're seeing now. You can really focus on it because there's not 40 games before and 30 games after that you can look at. But I think, just that's basketball. Some teams get hot, some teams aren't. And right now you're just seeing it all over the place. Guys are pros, guys are good. Everybody in the league is pretty good. So sometimes you see stuff like that.
Yeah. Cam, congratulations again on the win. You guys have been the talk of the NBA. It's been a blast back here to watch it. I hope you get the sense there in Orlando how every much back here is enjoying what you guys are doing.
Yeah, tell Dario to stop yelling at you.
Dario, stop yelling at me.
Thanks, Cam. We appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow and the rest of the week, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.